I'm talking today with Amy Ng. She is the founder and owner of Spotlight Costuming, this amazing costume organization. I mean, it's not just a shop anymore. It really has become an organization. You guys are costuming so many people.
Yes, that's right. Yes, thank you for having me. I love to talk about the store. So,
oh, it's just phenomenal. And the work that you've done recently. So I went to see the Molière the other night.
Yes.
And I had so much fun. James Alder and I sat in like the second row and laughed so loudly. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
But the costumes were stunning.
Mm-hmm. Well, Anthony really got to work on this show. In the spring, we had our biggest spring ever.
And that's
with
Anthony
so many
Hurd,
shows.
Who is the sort of the main designer and builder there.
That's right. He is the talent. He is my partner. He really went all out on those costumes because we had a little bit of time. And plus, he just loves local theater, of course. I mean, we're doing more and more shows
sure.
out of the city, out of the state. But, local Cookeville theater is where our heart is. So he really went all out on these.
They're so stunning. And just the thought, I really did sit there thinking we should try to do Molière every summer. He has so many shows.
I know.
And they're so fun.
I hate to admit that I didn't know about him. Of course, Anthony knew all about him.
Yeah.
But now that I know, it's a really fascinating character. I need to look up and see if there's a documentary or a movie about him.
There is a great movie called Molière that is about his life.
Well, he seems very interesting. And the French even have a whole language that they call Molière language or something
like
that.
Yeah, well, he's their Shakespeare. He really is.
So Aaron first came to us, and then he said he was going to do this gender swap, which we thought, oh, that's great. That'll be fun. And then we realized that we needed really big dresses and really tiny Rococo suits. So that's why we went to work. And plus, we want to have those anyway. What we want to have is an array of sizes. Like, it upsets me if somebody comes in and they're really tiny or they're rather large and I don't have a good selection for them.
Right.
So now we have, some larger dresses and some smaller suits. So,
well, that's just incredible. What inspired you to start this business?
Well, I always loved theater. I was never in it because I was always too shy. But I like to call myself a professional audience member. And I love almost every show I see. If it's a middle school production here or if it's in New York or London, I've seen them all. And I just love every aspect of it. But I actually used to throw a themed party for myself every year. And that's how I met Anthony. And I don't know, we just sort of clicked, and then I found out how talented he was and how he'd been costuming Shakespeare in the Park and different things. And I don't know, it just started off as this crazy dream, like, what if we opened up a shop,
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to remember exactly how it happened. Like, after we opened it, I was even like, how did this happen? It seems like a crazy dream. And we started in September of 2019. And we thought, what a great idea. This is going to be just wonderful. It's a wonderful idea. And then the whole world shut down a few months later.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that crazy?
So that was not good. But we actually just sort of hunkered down and we regrouped and we really thought about which direction we wanted to go in because there were so many ways to go. So we decided not to sell the retail packaging. Well, because at that time we were talking about there was Party City, there were pop-up Halloween stores, there's Walmart.
Sure.
I mean, there's tons
of
places.
And, of course, Performance. It used to be in Nashville.
Yeah. So we decided we're just going to do quality costumes that people can rent for theater and for public events and for Halloween, of course.
So. Sure. Well, it's great. And, you've costumed so many of the shows I've worked on over the years, and I have always been just blown away. And, back in the day before Spotlight, I used to rent costumes from a place in Atlanta, and it was always a mixed bag. Sometimes you'd get some beautiful stuff, and sometimes you'd get stuff and think, they haven't cleaned these costumes. And,
yes.
And you'd open the box. And so I can tell you as a theater director, I'm so grateful that you're here and the work that you guys do. I know Anthony has a whole group of incredibly talented people that he works with.
Yes, he does. Yes. We have Billy George and we have Holly Arms and we have Shane Langford and we have Roanne Dwyer does some outside work for us, Mary Frank. So we have a lot of people in our orbit now.
That's awesome. Well, we're going to take a short break. But when we come back, I'd like to talk about some of the other shows that you've costumed recently, because I've seen some of them and they're incredible.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. So, Amy, you have you and your shop and your talented crew have been costuming a lot of shows lately. What are some of the other shows that you've worked
on? Yes. Oh, my goodness. Well, the show that has probably gone out the most from our shop is Anastasia. We created it 2 years ago for Cookeville High School, and it's now in Meridian, Mississippi on its 15th time. It's been to Nashville. It's been to East Tennessee. I can't even remember all the places it's been. But
Anastasia, you see, that's not one that I'm familiar with. I mean, I know of it, obviously.
But. Well, I am, because we've done it so many times, and I love to see shows if I can, so I've seen it I don't even know how many times. And it's a lovely show, and the costumes they created are so beautiful, and they've lasted this long because, you know, they're quality. Now, when we get them back, we do have to clean them and do some repairs.
Sure. But,
yeah, that's been a great show for us.
We were off mic. You said we were talking about you did a production of Hamlet recently for Bearden High School.
Is it
the high school in Bearden?
Yeah, in Knoxville.
I saw the pictures of it on Facebook, and it was just gorgeous.
Well, thank you. Yeah, she did it in a 1930s way. She's really talented, Katie Alley. She also did a La Dispute, which I think she won a competition.
Oh, that's right. I did see that.
Yeah. What else? We've done so many shows. Lion King, of course, we did at Prescott this year.
Yes, I was very familiar with that because my wife, Jennifer Dotson Creeder, I think helped made some of the zebra heads. For a while, our dining room was filled with zebra heads and a bird head. And
yes, they were amazing. Yes, we bought that show many years ago, and then we bought even more pieces from somebody else, and then we made many, many pieces for that show. So we definitely have that show. And it went to four different places this summer. It seems to be a popular sort of summer camp thing to do. So Kentucky and Nashville and other places.
Great.
So
now, when you – I know this because many times you have mentioned to me that you will go to – for instance, costume shops that are closing, and you'll purchase things. So where are some of the places you've traveled to?
Well, in the very beginning, we went on a crazy road trip, and I wish I'd, you know, created a journal or something, but of course, or a blog, but I didn't. But we went to Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia.
Wow.
Because what happened was a lot of these places opened in the 80s and 90s, and with COVID, it kind of forced people maybe into early retirement. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what happened to performance studios, of course. So we bought some things from performance, but we bought these three places in particular, all had these wonderful ladies who had just made handmade things over the years. So we bought, you know, ball gowns from one person, Lion King from another, and just various things from another one. So, yeah, we've sort of collected and made so many costumes. I mean, my space now is 5,000 square feet, and it is chock full. I mean, we are hanging things up on a different level.
Right.
Like, I just thought we were going to have so much space, but we really – we have so much inventory that it is full.
But that's – I think that's part of your success is that, you know, a theater company can come to you and say, we want to do this. And
yes.
You can be like, okay.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, somebody came in just panicked, and this was like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and they were doing Newsies. I think it was Cannon County.
Mm-hmm.
Don't quote me on that, but I think it was. And anyway, something had fallen through, and she was just, you know, just panic-stricken. And I said, oh, of course we have the Bowery Beauties and Meta Dresses, and they are unbelievably gorgeous. So
right.
She was so happy. And that's the thing is that we can do an entire show. We've done an entire show of 90 kids, or we can do just if you want to have a few standout leads, we can also do that.
Wow,
if you're on a budget, you can do the ensemble and just have a couple of lead pieces from us. So,
oh, that's really exciting. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And you know, what do you have coming up?
Coming up, there are lots of fall shows. And then, of course, Halloween. And that's, you know, where we're there for the public.
Big time. How many people do you get coming in generally renting things for Halloween?
Really a lot now, a lot more than before. And, you know, it's just I think people are recognizing. They used to walk in and they would say, I don't understand. Like, I want to buy something. what do you mean I rent it? But now they're like, what a good idea. Because just if you're going to wear it one night, why would you want to buy it and store it and then give it away? Right. It's right. a very wasteful cycle. So.
Yeah, it's like prom. Like, why would you, you know, I didn't yes. need it. I didn't want to buy it. My parents didn't want to buy me a tuxedo. They yeah. just said, oh, we'll just take you over and we'll rent you a tuxedo.
Yeah, I think renting is the way to go, of course.
So that's cool. We're going to take a short break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about some other things that may be coming up for Spotlight. I'm talking today with Amy Ng, and we'll be back in just a moment. I'm talking with Amy Ng. She's the owner of Spotlight Costumes. So we were talking about some of the upcoming things that you have going on, and also we mentioned Halloween and as coming up. So talk a little bit more about the you know, people renting stuff. I think it's funny that you said people are a little confused by renting, because it seems
yes.
so.
I know, they seem very perplexed by it, some people, but it's very simple. So you come in and say, especially if you want a Halloween costume, we have quality, not quantity. In other words, we don't have, you know, 20, I don't even, Belle dresses, Beauty right. and the Beast or whatever. We have a couple that are amazing. So yeah. if you know what you want to be, or even if you don't, come in and look around early, even, I don't know, September or something. And if you like something, you can try it on. If it fits, we'll reserve it for you, and then you just pick it up anytime the week before. You have it for 1 week. So
people really, like, if I was thinking ahead and, you know, it's August or September and I'm thinking, boy, I really want to be Elvis Presley. I don't know.
Yes.
I would be Elvis towards the end of his career at this point.
We have a collection of Elvises or Elvi.
Elvi? You have the jumpsuits and the
oh,
whole
we
thing.
Do. Yes,
oh,
yeah.
That's
of
fantastic.
Course.
That is just fantastic. So really, like, if a theater, for instance, there, would you say it's safe to say there's pretty much not any show you couldn't costume with time?
Yeah, given some time, we've put together a lot of things, and we have so many period pieces now that we can do most any show. There are a few we still don't have that we're in negotiations with people to buy, or, you know, my crew can make a lot of things too. So
right. Well, it was fun. You know, I directed two gents last year, and I decided to set it kind of in the 20s. And I was just so happy with the, you know, and I had some clear ideas about what I wanted, but it was just mm-hmm. so fun to see the type of choices that Anthony and Billy
yes.
and the crew made.
Yes, I think it's our attention to detail that really sets us apart. And even if you don't really notice it, I think you must on some level just look at our costumes and just know. I mean, even for one of the dresses in Moliere, they hand sewed 350 pearls on this one dress.
And I know which one you're talking about. And it was stunning. And you do. You sit out there as an audience member, and it's so clearly a labor of love. And
yes.
and the yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, the word quality can't be overstated. The
yeah.
kind of costumes you're putting that you're putting on stage look phenomenal.
I think it's important, you know, when I think about these kids, especially in high school or even we do middle school as well, you know, if they put on the costume, I feel like they think, oh, you know, this is important. You know,
yeah.
my little part in the play is very, you know, means something.
Well, it's one of my favorite things when I'm working with you is getting pictures from you of the actors as they come in and you try them
yeah.
on, and then you send me a picture and I'm just looking at it going, yeah, that's exactly how I wanted that person to look. And,
yeah.
you know, the caps and all the little details. Mm-hmm. It's just so cool.
But we also do that for individuals as they come in. And even if you have an event, like I think this fall, there's a disco fundraiser and there might be a Bridgerton fundraiser. And so if you want to come in, we give you that treatment. You know, if we have the time, we can do alterations.
Right.
And we can pick things out for you and you try it on. It's really fun.
So if you had like a group, for instance, that was thinking of doing, I don't know, a murder mystery or something, they should reach out to you.
Yeah.
Because you could costume all those mm-hmm. characters.
Yeah, we've done that before because, yeah, that's a really fun thing to do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just come in. We're open Tuesday through Friday, 1 to 6, but we really love to take appointments as well. You can make an individual appointment to come in.
Well, I think you guys do amazing work. So if people want to reach out and contact Spotlight, how do they do that?
Well, we're on Facebook or Instagram, or I have a website, spotlightcostumes.net.
All right. And you always post some amazing pictures of the shows you're working on. And it's a great chance for, you know, potential patrons to go, oh, look, I could look like that. So,
yes, we have a lot of our past productions on the website now, especially. So,
well, that's great. Well, once again, I was talking with Amy Ng, who is the owner of Spotlight Costumes. It's been an absolute joy talking with you today.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Of course.